You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Welcome back. It is our number two. 5-11 by Carl Malone. They're your hour two sponsors. We'll be there tomorrow, Jordan the intern. Looking forward to that. Maybe I can try one of those tactical boots and see how they feel. Stop on.
You're not tactical whatsoever.
No, you don't think I'm tactical? You don't think I put on some tactical gear?
You're looking at tactical.
You're as tactical looking as I am. That is for sure. 800-998-1000. If you'd like to chime into the conversation when we have any of the guests on too, we can put you on if you have a question for them, specifically pertaining to anything here as well. Eric Alexander, from LSU Game Day Live over on CST is going to join us at 1:15. Andrew Allegretta, the voice of the Tulane Green Wave, will preview Tulane UConn, Joey, tomorrow. Are you sure you don't want, I can get you some sideline passes, man. You want to be up there and, you sure? The Huskies, they're in town, your school, your alma mater.
Yeah, I think I have to wash the car.
Okay, I'm just thinking, you know, a nice, I mean, it could be a profile picture on your Facebook page. You know, you and the Husky mascot on the side. Okay.
I'll go to my 40-year reunion. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I hear you. But we'll lead things off, of course, with Eric Ritchie, who's going to join us from VSN. Varsity Sports Now, that network is the bomb. Go check it out. And every week at 105, we'll talk a little high school football. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Gus, we're doing great. We're doing great. You know, profile picture on mine, Facebook, still the family at Great American Ballpark. And we're in a period of mourning with the Cincinnati Reds. I know I'm the only Reds fan in the state of Louisiana. There's a few out there. Les East is a Reds fan. George Becknell, a Reds fan. But look. It's a period of mourning. I don't even pay attention to playoff baseball right now, and it's terrible because I hear October baseball is pretty cool.
We're all in mourning because my Cubbies blew it as well. The Grass Dodgers, they got bounced out yesterday. Tim Grouse, voice of the Baby Cakes, who's now moved to Wichita State to follow a team. He was a Pirates fan. You have a bunch of
Cardinal fans. We got the NL Central covered.
Exactly. Look. Daniel Salerson, part of the Pels Radio Network, he's a Braves guy. They got bounced. So, I mean, it's, and Daniels is a Cards fan. He texted me and wanted to come on the show today to talk Cards baseball. So, but it's crazy. You know, look, here's the thing. You've been around here a long, long time. Is it nuts to see the amount of baseball fans that are here in MLB?
No, it's awesome. And it's such a grassroots baseball community. And it's such a weird eclectic mix of these baseball fans and guys your age, you know, Cubby fans because of WGN or Brave fans because of TBS. The older guys in the 50s like me, a lot of New Orleanians like the Astros or like even Ed Daniels like the Cardinals because he said he could listen to the game on the radio. You know, I grew up in Ohio in the 70s, so obviously I was inflicted early on with what I thought was going to be a great team every year. I'm like, this is awesome. My team's going to win the World Series every year. And then, obviously, it's only happened once in the last 40 years, since, you know, 1990 when they swept the A's.
You know, one of the things that's interesting here as well is Jordan's just showing me on Twitter, apparently the Browns are they entertaining or are they looking to maybe trade Odell Beckham Jr. already? That's real good. Hey, good start to your season there, Joey. You're still the Browns. Eric, one of the things obviously that entertain me is obviously big games in high school football here. We're now in the month of October and we're starting to get some of the nicer matchups and big matchups and rivalries here as well. I'll start with mine. Brother Martin Rummel at Daniels here. You know, you were referring to with the Cards. He went to Rummel. Lots of Rummel fans and grads here as well. I'm Brother Martin. So that's 2 p.m. on Saturday. This is classic, right? Good offense versus good defense.
No, this is, I mean, you know, you talk about a premier matchup. I mean, it's this Rummel defense is just ridiculous. I mean, Gus, they've let up 6 points in 5 games. A field goal to Oak Grove, a field goal to the team they played, Charlotte Catholic up in North Carolina. I mean, they shut out Slidell. We did their game when they played Oak Grove, which is a 6A school in Mississippi, in Hattiesburg. Yep. They shut out Shaw, shut out Ruston. I mean, they're the real deal defensively. Brother Martin has been an exciting team with wins. You know, what they beat Jesuit. They had a nice win as well over St. Aug. And, you know, that's going to be a great, great matchup. It's the first of two on Saturday. We're live streaming the second game. We're doing St. Aug at Jesuit in game two on Saturday. But, man, there's great games all over. But those in the Catholic League, you're right. They're awesome.
Couple of other games of note, Eric, that stand out to you from last week or even this week?
Well, I mean, you're going to start with, again, I'll always go back to the games, the live streaming on BSN, Destrehan at Terrebonne.
Yeah.
Before the season started, you know, you thought this might be a battle of undefeated teams. And obviously Destrehan got tripped up by a very, very good St. James team. Terrebonne, unbelievably 2-3. But there's going to be Division I prospects all over the field for both teams in that District 5A matchup. You talk about rivalries. How about Lutcher-St. James? And, I just brought up the fact that Robert Valdez and St. James beat Destrehan. They beat everybody. They're undefeated. They're playing as good as anybody. One of the top 3A teams, if not the top 3A team out there. They're just rolling past people. And, of course, they're playing their old head coach and their backyard rival, Dwayne Jenkins and Lutcher, who's had nothing but bad luck at, you know, this entire season. But that's, you know, a rivalry for a decade. They didn't even play it. And now it's like, oh, by the way, yeah, St. James and Lutcher week. So there's a great one as well.
Speak with Eric Ritchie at Eric Ritchie VSN. It's the way to follow him over on Twitter, Varsity Sports Now Louisiana. You know, Eric, one of the things, obviously, when you look at some of these matchups and you talk about either rivalries or just getting into this point, look, obviously the goal is to get to the dome, get to the playoffs, put yourself in those good positions here as well. It's also kind of, at this point here in October, to kind of say, hey, look, are you really going to be a contender to try to make it to the dome, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the season, you're right. You know, when teams that started the year with a lot of youth, they'd always talked about, you know, first-year starters. You know, the sophomores are now juniors after a half a season worth of experience. So you're really going to find out who you are, what you're made of. But now you're seeing those big matchups now. So some of these teams, a great example. I can't wait to find out about Thibodeau. They're undefeated, 5-0, beat Terrebonne last week. They're facing another undefeated team this week in Hahnville. You know, what gives there? What team is really for real out of that undefeated bunch of Hahnville and Thibodeau? So that's a prime example. You got another great rivalry up on the North Shore, Covington and St. Paul's playing for the Little Brown Jug. I'm not kidding. Nice. That's the rivalry up there. They've got an actual Little Brown Jug they play for. So this is a great week, and it's really, you know, I don't want to use that separation week term, but it's certainly let's find out what we're all about week.
Eric, why don't you tell the folks, you kind of mentioned some of the games you're streaming here as well. How can we get it, and what's the lineup?
Yeah, again, you got a Thursday night game. You know, we got games all over the state. If you're not familiar with Varsity Sports Now, VSNLouisiana.com is the website you can find us on. Download the app at Varsity Sports Now, Android, Apple, Google Play, wherever. We've got a game tonight in Shreveport, Benton at Captain Shreve. That's a Thursday night game, so you get a chance to see some football tonight. Barb and Sam Houston and Lake Charles tomorrow night, a pair of 4-1 teams. The game in Lafayette may be our best one to date. A couple of us up-and-coming teams, just like we were talking about with Hahnville and Thibodeau, which one of the two, Karen Crow and Turlings Catholic, their 4-1 records are for real. They got an unbelievable ground game with Karen Crow. Turlings Catholic has a great quarterback. East St. John gets their big running back, C.J. Gardner, back this week. That's our River Parish game with them picking on Helen Cox. And I told you about the St. Aug Jesuit, Covington and St. Paul's. Baton Rouge, Zachary at 5-0 Live Oak. That's a huge game in Baton Rouge. But it's VSNLouisiana.com. And, it's our first month of this live streaming, a massive amount of games. So far, so good. We're actually doing a volleyball game tonight, Gus. We got the girls' volleyball tonight. We got Lutcher and St. Charles, a little girls' volleyball action for you. We've done a game of the week all year, so We're having a great time. It's off to a good start. We appreciate you giving us some love and having us on talking some high school sports.
Eric, as always, man, I appreciate it. Every Thursday, 105, we'll talk a little high school football again. Go check him out at Eric Ritchie VSN. Is his Twitter account, VSNLouisiana.com. The apps, the Android app store, you can go get that as well so you can watch those games that are streamed. And at VSNLouisiana is the Twitter account for the network. As always, a pleasure, man. We'll chat again on Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for talking a little baseball with me. I need a little, you know, therapy for the Reds, so I appreciate it.
I know. Yeah, I'm the same thing. My Cubbies are done. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
it's the Cardinals. No one wants to see the Cardinals good again, Eric. No one. No one wants to see them. No one.
That's what it is. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Exactly. Let's, you know, on that note, let's just go enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Exactly. We're live at Vinny's, 3270 Ridge Lake Drive over in Merritt. Come on by. Say hi to Sissy. Let's see, probably about 30 minutes away from her first opportunity to make fun of you, Jordan. Are you prepared for that? You ready?
I don't know why she would make fun of me. I haven't done anything wrong today.
Oh, because it makes me happy. See,
exactly.
Rory even, he agrees.
This is why if I ever do decide to get tased, you will not be the one tasing
me. Oh, we're tasing you.
Because I'm not giving you that satisfaction.
No, we're going to tase you.
Actually, we'll
ask her, should we tase you first, or should we send the canine hound after you first?
No, now we're doing pepper spray.
We can't forget that. So it's three. That's right. Three things we're doing today. Tasing, pepper spray, and the canine.
I think that's like human cruelty.
It's a beautiful trifecta there. That sounds like a great show. Because it's going to happen live on the air. It's going to be beautiful. Looking forward to it. Sissy can pick the order. Do you want to go blind first? Do you want to get electrocuted? Or do you want to get eaten by a dog? Well, we're going to send a canine after.
Yeah, they're planning on killing me.
No, I didn't say kill you. We're
pretty close to it.
Look, you're helping training. You're helping the officers train, and you're helping the canine train. You got to look at it that way.
Sacrificing my well-being.
Yes, you are helping the training of law enforcement. I'm looking forward to that. Brendan right now is shaking his head because he's thinking of the amount of paperwork you'll have to sign and release to let this happen.
Do I get free health insurance the rest of my life if I do this?
Eric Alexander is up next. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Are you ready to check out the latest innovations from 5.11 by Karl Malone? 5.11 is committed to making the best gear used by those who demand the most. A large selection of award-winning packs and bags and industry-leading pant designs. 5.11's got you covered. Try our best-in-class pants like Apex or Defender jeans, or walk in a pair of our most comfortable boots that perform in the harshest environments. Build the ultimate bug-out bag with our tactical bags and accessories at 5.11 by Karl Malone. 6601 Veterans Boulevard. Always be ready.
Hello, friends. I am Jerry Trug Gisclair, a candidate for state senator. I am prepared to continue my commitment to public service after nearly three terms as a state representative. My constant efforts will always be dedicated to supporting our seafood industry, as well as the oil and gas industry, coastal restoration projects, and ensuring proper funding levels for our public education system. I am a proud United States Air Force Vietnam vet. On October 12th, please vote for number 59. Jerry Trug Gisclair for Senator. Paid for by Jerry Gisclair Campaign.
Find Golden Motors for their 5th annual car show on October 26th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., kicking off the morning with a 5K run walk to benefit the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, followed by the car show, arts and crafts, and live music. Food will be sold by our local Boy Scouts, Troop 325. It's the perfect day to test drive our 2019 Silverado and our new 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HDs. Check us out at Golden Motors on the back road in Cutoff. 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
They say politics changes people, but don't tell that to John Bel Edwards. He's led our state through a budget crisis and natural disasters, expanded health care for working people, increased funding from preschool to college, and raised teacher pay for the first time in 10 years. While rural hospitals have closed all over the country, John Bel expanded Medicaid and kept everyone in Louisiana open. To help combat the opioid epidemic, he increased access to addiction treatment, and his work fighting human trafficking with Christian charities led to an invitation to meet with Pope Francis. Through it all, he served our families with honesty and integrity. never losing sight of what's important or compromising who he is. He's still John Bell, still one of us.
Paid for by the John Bell Edwards campaign.
Ready, set, hunt! Home Attractor has your John Deere Gator UTV ready. With our Gear Up for Fall promotion, there's never been a better time to buy. Save $500 off of all full-size Gators and get 0% for 48 months. These units have the power to pull disc and haul enough feed to make your pickup truck blush. Hurry! Offer ends October 25th, 2019. Financing subject to credit approval. Down payment may be required. Some restrictions apply. See Home Attractor for details.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, I should know better. I should know better. Shannon Sharpe, Skip Bayless, debating on Fox Sports 1 on Fox Sports, the Pels game yesterday. I should know better. I should know better. But the 148 of nonsense that is spewed by Shannon Sharpe, not impressed by Zion because he's basically performing a layup line and just a dunk. First off, he didn't watch the game. He can't say that. But you know what he did? He watched the highlights, and then he looked at the box score, and then he made his opinion. Because there's no way you can watch that game and just sit there and say, you know what, I'm just wasting time. I'm wasting Eric Alexander's time. Well, I'll play you the nonsense at 145. 145, I'll play you the nonsense and then open up the phone lines and y'all can go. Eric, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm well, Gussie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. At EA underscore LSU Tigers, the way to follow Mr. Eric Alexander on Twitter. He's part of the LSU Game Day Live crew over on CST. I don't know if you've been paying attention. Kind of a big game coming up here on Saturday.
What game? Is there a game on Saturday?
Yeah, you remember the Gators. Do you remember any games against the Gators that maybe stood out to you?
Yeah, the only team that beat us in 2003, we went, you know, went 13-1 that year. So I do remember one. We, you know, could have went undefeated and won a national championship, but we have one L on our resume for that year.
Ah, so you're not a big fan of Gainesville, are you?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess I'm not.
There you go. You could have just saved the time and said, no, absolutely not. You like to eat gator and wear a gator. No, look, I hear you. Here's the beauty of it, man. Look, Dan Mullen, you add, you know, his success he's had at LSU and the job that he's done in the past. You look at coming to the last couple of games where Florida's just kind of made LSU's life a little more difficult than it needed to be, especially on the offensive end. You add all the ancillary stuff outside the field as well from that storm and playing twice here and all that other stuff. Look, man, to me, this is Auburn. This is a rivalry. This is how I feel about LSU Florida. I think it's as big a rivalry game right now for the Tigers than any other.
Yeah, well, you know, Dan Mullen's won two out of the last three, and really besides Dan Mullen, you know, who's been, when I say won two out of the last three, Dan Mullen's beaten LSU two out of the last three. He beat him when he was at Mississippi State his last year there, and also at Florida last year. But the one thing that they both have in common is the defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham, who's been a part of Dan Mullen's staff. He's been able to do things that to kind of frustrate LSU's offense, and he's been the key factor in both of those wins.
So when you look at this Florida team, did you watch the Florida-Auburn game over the weekend, and what did you think about the Gators' performance in the Swamp?
Well, I mean, obviously when you look at a team like Auburn and what Gus Malzahn's going to try to do to you, that, you know, he's not going to just line straight up against you and try to play you straight up, right? He has this trick, gimmicky stuff that he likes to do. And so I think Florida's defense did a great job of being prepared for whatever Gus Malzahn may throw their way. So I know that they're going to be prepared defensively. I think up front it was a very physical game. As you can see, some, you know, they had a couple of injuries, key injuries in that game. So it was a very physical game. So what I learned about Florida, and it's what really been there the whole year, ever since that, even the Miami game that happened, even, you know, which was the first game of the NCAA season, is that they're very physical up front on their front seven, and they can get after the quarterback, and they can rush the quarterback, and they can be very effective there.
Speak with Eric Alexander at EA underscore LSU Tigers. Way to follow him over on Twitter, and of course, LSU Game Day Live over on CST coming up this Saturday morning. You know, when you start looking at this game and breaking down the differences, we had Chris Blair on late last hour, and he was like, look, you look at offense, at Florida's offense, they're not the prolific kind. They're going to try to throw some wrinkles and try to trick you here and there. As a defensive player yourself, is that more difficult to kind of look at? Because you look at the numbers, they're not really impressive, yet they're doing enough to win. When you look at the Gators offense from a defensive perspective, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say that they've been very efficient with what they've been trying to do. I mean, look, you got a guy quarterback in Kyle Trask who, you know, this will be his, what, third game starting since his freshman year of high school when he started a JV game, right? So just having that asset alone, it's created some problems because they have to kind of keep it basic for him, right? Because they don't want to put too much on him to where he will go out and make mistakes. So I think he's done a great job in the games that he's played in up until this point. Now, he hasn't played in a place like Tiger Stadium on a Saturday night after, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans have been tailgating all day, all in probably the previous night before. But what I think they can do, they do have, I mean, it's Florida. They're going to have some great skill players, right? So what they're going to try to do is probably just keep it simple for Kyle Trask and just try to get those skill players the ball the easiest way that they can. I could see them running a bunch of reverses. And what teams have done to be successful against LSU up until this point, it's been a short passing game. So I expect to see a little bit of that element in this game.
When you look at the offensive end, 13 points, as I mentioned to Chris, to me that seems like Vegas buys LSU's offense. They believe in Burrow. They believe that they can score even against this Gators defense here as well. Can you look at last year's game and the struggles that LSU's offense sort of had? Chris said, look, last year he was trying to run the football against a good front and in play action pass when really they weren't running. This year's a little different. Do you think the system and what LSU's been able to do on offense this year is going to be able to handle what, you know, in the past has been a pretty good, stout Gator defense?
Yeah, Gus, I'm going to be 100% with you. I don't think anybody's going to be able to slow down this train this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a totally different offense from what we've ever seen at LSU. Not just last year, from what we've ever seen wearing purple gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
They run the ball probably, you know, I know Coach O wants them to be 50-50, but no, we need to, in order for LSU's offense to be successful, we need to pass the ball probably 75 to 80% of the time. Why? Because Joe Burrow has been so effective at finding open receivers. The receivers, once they are open, have done a great job of catching the ball. So we're not going to reinvent the wheel here. I mean, let's do what we've done and what we've had a lot of success doing, right? So I understand that, yeah, you want to be a more balanced offense, but I say I want to do what's going to score some points.
Right.
And that's this high profile, high flying passing offense that Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger have implemented this year.
All right, Eric, final thing for you. What do you see happening on Saturday night in Tiger Stadium?
Well, knowing what I know about Florida's defensive coordinator, Todd Grantham, he, you know, historically he wants to bring pressure. He would like to bring a lot of pressure and that's actually when Joe Burrow has been at his best, when he's had pressure and people have brought, you know, more than five or six people on a blitz. That's where he's been able to find open receivers. So I think it'll be, you know, it'll be a little mix and match of bringing pressure, not bringing pressure, bringing three people, dropping eight. So I think it'll be a little mixture of that. I feel that LSU is going to recognize that that's probably what's going to happen because all these other teams have been getting burnt when they've tried to blitz LSU, and they're going to be prepared for it. So I still see, I still do not see anyone slowing down LSU's offense, and I think we win by more than 13 points.
Oh, Eric Alexander saying it's going to be a fun night in Tiger Stadium on Saturday. My man, look, I'll tell you what. I think there are a lot of LSU fans. Chris expects people to start the tailgate tonight. So I think LSU fans are hungry to enough of the swamp already. It's time to get the Gators in Death Valley.
Yeah, man, it's going to be an exciting time. I'll be here. I got my show Saturday morning. After that, Hey, I'm tailgating myself. I'll have a couple cocktails as well.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You're going to be out there having a good time. Hey, man, appreciate it as always. Thanks for stopping by on Thursdays like you do at @EA_LSU Tigers, the way to follow him over on Twitter. It's Mr. Eric Alexander, and check him out over on CST, 11 a.m. this morning, on Saturday morning, rather. They'll have the preview for you. So thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Gus. Have a good night.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. When we come back, Andrew Allegretta, the voice of the Tulane Green Wave, will preview Joey's UConn Huskies taking on the Tulane Green Wave. Stop it. Come on. You never know. There's a reason you play the game, Joey.
It's okay. We got a minute.
When we come back, we'll hear what Andrew had to say here as well. Coming up in a 2 o'clock hour, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com at 2:05. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, 2:15. Sissy will make fun of Jordan coming up here at 1:45. And then I will play Shannon Sharp just again. I don't know why I do this to myself, why I get bothered by it. Maybe it's because they're making substantially more than me to absolutely give ridiculous takes. I can do that for half the cost. I promise you. I will make stuff up for a couple hundred thousand. I'm just saying. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
There's one candidate for sheriff who just stands out from all the rest. Mark Petrie, honorably discharged from the U.S. Navy twice. Trained in our sheriff's office before becoming lead investigator for our DA's office. Prepared and ready, Mark Petrie. Mark Petrie will run our sheriff's office transparently. The budget will be available to all, and Mark will always have an open door for our families. Prepared and ready. Vote Saturday, Mark Petrie, Sheriff number 89. Paid for by the Mark Petrie Campaign.
Cooler weather is around the corner, and our free AutoZone Loaner Tool program is here to help you get your car in shape for those fall drives. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with great deals every day on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
At Progressive, we think your handbag business with a reversible top notch is top notch. In fact, there's no other notch at the tippity top your top notch doesn't top. But even at the top, you didn't stop. You copped Progressive Business Insurance. With over 40 years of expertise helping non-stop and top-notchers notch spots at the top. Now, break out your stopwatch and hopscotch to ProgressiveCommercial.com. Because this is one opportunity you don't want to botch. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris, ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, the sad violin, of course, is for the UConn Huskies. I don't know why you're so sad you didn't win a game. Well, UConn is 1-4.
We got uniforms.
Look, ESPN.com, pull up the matchup predictor. UConn, 1.8% chance to win the game on Saturday.
We got 1% at least?
It literally says Tulane, 98.2, Connecticut, 1.8.
So you're telling me I got Corey Booker's numbers?
I'm telling you, you got a chance. There's a 1.8% chance.
I've got a Corey Booker for president.
The line is 34.
Oh, boy.
Just letting you know. Before we go to Andrew Allegretta, Brian joins us here over at Vinny's as we're live, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. And we always love to help people in the community, especially when it's good causes, Brian, and things of that nature. And over the next couple of days, we're asking for a little blood drive. Can you give us a little bit of info?
Yeah, certainly. So what's going on is today, tomorrow, Saturday at Lakeside Mall, we're trying to raise, get the attention for a sick child. He has lymphoma, and so we're trying to get as many participants as possible to go over to Lakeside Mall and give blood. It's going to be from 10 to 7 daily, so that's today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and we're just trying to show as much support as possible.
Yeah, man, I got a little guy as well, so I can imagine how tough that is on everything. And giving blood, a lot of people always hear these drives, and you might drive by it. It's so important, isn't it?
Right, exactly. A lot of times, the mall always has a ton of people walking through. Right. And what we want to do is just make sure people aren't walking by and seeing what's happening. We want people to participate, do something good for, a child in our community and try to help out. And he's getting blood transfusions, so he's going to need as much as possible. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes just to try to help get the word out and see if we can support
them. We'll do our best, man, over the next couple of days. Leave this for me here, and I will mention it throughout the show. Times again today, tomorrow, and Sunday?
It's going to be 10 to 7, and that's at Lakeside Mall. There's going to be some tables available that are going to point you to it.
Okay.
And that's today, tomorrow, Saturday.
Okay, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, 10 to 7, correct?
Yep.
Thank you,
it.
Brian, for
all
bringing
right.
that info
Thank
up.
Thank you, Gus.
Leave that here for me, and we'll make sure we can help any way we can.
Perfect.
Appreciate it. At Andrew, at A. Allegretta is the way to follow the voice of the Tulane Green Wave. I'm going to say UConn. Tulane taking on UConn. There we go. There it is. He's been waiting to do that. Andrew, you have to understand our producer Joey went to UConn, and it started out with sad violin music. Now he's playing the Three Ring Circus music. I don't understand why you would do that, Andrew.
They're awful. That's why. They're truly terrible.
Oh, no.
Hey!
There it is. Hey,
shoot down Cleveland Browns while we at it.
Well, you're trying apparently to trade Odell Beckham Jr. per reports on Twitter. let's go. Let's see if this, you remember? Last week, Tulane taking on Army, Andrew, and it was a battle of 3-1 teams. How good was that performance by the Green Wave in a game that was not easy, yet you saw, I guess, the progression, once again, we've been talking about this during the season, of Green Wave football?
Well, at first glance, Gus, it's incredible, right? Like, that Army team has been racking up rushing yards after rushing yards after rushing yards. Tulane held Army, that triple option, that vaunted triple option, vaunted in quotes, is really annoying more than anything else, but a triple option that took Army to overtime, less than 200 yards on the ground. So at first glance, really good. I always caveat that, Gus, though, with the fact that I don't think Tulane has played its most difficult opponents yet, so things have been really good. But we'll learn exactly throughout the course of time how good these wins are as we go throughout, specifically the months of October and November.
Right. Well, Andrew, when you look back at that game, once again, we keep looking at the backfield that the Green Wave has had in the last couple of weeks and even, I would say, pair of wins. It's not coaches speak, isn't it? And it's not just being a fan or being a part of the broadcast and stuff. They literally have a loaded backfield.
It's incredible, right? Like, how many toys does, quote-unquote, toys does Will Hall, the offensive coordinator, have? He's got Bradwell, who can thump it right up the middle. He can give the ball to Corey Dauphin. If you watched the game against Army, you saw that one touchdown run that Dauphin had in which he hit the corner. And the safety had the angle on Dauphin, but Dauphin's too fast and just blew right past it. You've got Hutterson, who can squeeze through the line, and then you've got Amari Jones, who plays the quote-unquote super back position. Basically means he can do all sorts of things, run up between the tackles, get outside, catch the football. He's got a lot of weapons, and that's not even including the two wide receivers that are really talented, too. So the offense is in a great spot.
Andrew, when you look at also in that game, you mentioned the defense, the ability to stop that attack or at least control it enough to get that win, and then also the offense to move that. Getting that win, how important was it coming off of the win against Houston, going through a bye week, and then traveling on a road and taking on a team that had the same record as you?
Well, so I guess here's my context on all of that, right? There's a lot of Tulane fans out there right now, especially if you pull through the Twitterverse, that are saying, rank Tulane, rank Tulane, rank Tulane. And I tend to agree with that. However, what Tulane is dealing with is resistance from history. There is a segment of the voting population that isn't going to want to vote Tulane into the top 25 just because they don't trust Tulane yet. They haven't seen enough from Tulane. Whether that's right or wrong, that's how the voting goes in this particular thing. So basically what Tulane is doing, not just the Houston win, but the Army win, is stacking that level of consistency on top of each other to validate the way that it's playing. So I think it's proving a lot of things both internally to that group as well as proving things externally to the voters out there, which is why continuing to win, taking care of business against UConn on Saturday are all important steps for this program.
At A. Alegreta is the way to follow Andrew, voice of the Tulane Green Wave, over on Twitter. You mentioned taking care of business. And look, if you can take care of business on Saturday, Andrew, right now, currently going into the games this week, Memphis is ranked. They're 23rd, and it will be at Memphis. Look, let's see how that game goes. That's a place that you can call it House of Horrors. You can whatever. It's a tough place that Tulane's had in the past and in history to do that. But the one thing that will be for certain if you take care of business Saturday is you enter that game on October 19th with a chance to become bowl eligible. That's pretty incredible, and that's why it's important to be able to take care of your business now, because you got a handful of games after Memphis in order to do that. I know the goal's different, Andrew, but for Wave fans in the past, to be able to say you hadn't gotten to Halloween yet and you could become bowl eligible, I think that's a pretty important accomplishment.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, look, Gus, so my perspective on this is so split because I understand to an extent the history of the whole thing, and being able to check off bowl eligibility on October 19th is gigantic. It's huge. It just doesn't happen with any level in uptown New Orleans. So being able to do that is significant. However, I also know the mentality of Willie Fritz.
Right.
And his goals aren't necessarily like, oh, I want to be bowl eligible, right? It's like, I want to win the conference. I want to win the division. And bowl eligibility is like a necessary step to that goal, right? Like, I spent 8 years at Virginia Tech, and now they're struggling at the moment. But becoming bowl eligibility is like a birthright for those people. And it's driving for championships that they have in the back of their head. So right. Coach Fritz is driving for that second alley. I certainly appreciate and understand the significance of the first one there.
You know, it's crazy. You look at the rest of the schedule, Andrew, and it's up for us, the media, right? We like to look ahead. They definitely don't like coaches and players. But UConn at
Memphis. We'll do it anyway, guys. Yeah,
We'll do it. At Navy, Tulsa, at Temple, UCF, which again, it's strange for me not to see a number next to them. We know how good they are. That's the final home game. Then you wrap up at SMU. They're ranked 21st. This is your first season, the American. Coach Fritz has been telling us the American Conference has got some pretty good football. Right now, two ranked teams. Green Wave trying to be a third-ranked team. UCF was a ranked team. So the American has had 3 to 4 ranked teams, or possibly by the end of the season.
So there's all sorts of, like, advanced metrics, most of which I don't understand. But there is one produced by a USA Today writer that basically ranks the quality of each division in college football. And the AAC West is officially left over. And this may not say much, but, you know, it's still the American versus the Power Five. It has officially left over in the quality of the football program the ACC Coastal. So Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, Miami, North Carolina, Virginia, that particular group. This division is good, guys. Like, it's no joke. Which is why, you know, I'm thrilled for the 4-1 start. But I also try to, like, take a breath and say, I've talked about one of the best seasons in program history for Tulane, but Tulane's played 5 games. There's 7 more games out there. So this thing can twist and turn, but the opportunity is out there because of that schedule, because of the quality of the division, to genuinely have one of the best seasons in the history of this program. If you can talk about beating top 25 teams like SMU, like UCF, if they get back in there, you've got Memphis ahead. Temple's a good program. So a lot of things set up to be really impressive down the road.
Yeah, there's a reason there's an excitement in Uptown New Orleans we hadn't seen for a while. And again, it part of the steps to being the program that Willie Fritz wants is, again, we've seen it earlier in the year with Missouri State. It's taking care of business and doing it the right way. So as you leave us, Andrew, what are the keys for the Green Wave to pick up win number 5 Saturday afternoon against UConn?
This isn't even a key. I just want to bring it up because I found it funny. In the Hartford Current, which covers UConn, one of their sports writers, their columnist, did a whole article like lamenting his own personal decisions, like why he submit himself to going to Storrs, Connecticut to watch a football game where the Huskies, like it's just like column inches of going, why did I do that? Like Division II teams down the road that would be more entertaining than this one. It's a rough place for this program right now. I think sort of from Tulane's perspective, run football, run it right down their throat. This is a team that is dead last in just about all statistical categories in the American. Does this mean Tulane is going to walk to a victory? Absolutely not. When you're dealing with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, things can go wrong. But this is a game that you should be able to turn, hand the football off to Corey Dawson, Brian Patterson, Amari Jones, and just smash them into oblivion.
Joey, did you get all that?
I got all that. All Tulane has to do is show up.
at A. Allegret has to follow the voice of the Tulane Green Wave.
It's not Tulane versus Missouri State, okay? It's not Tulane versus Missouri State, but
that
it's
would be a game.
With Memphis. with Memphis around the corner, it would be really good if Tulane can rest some of its guys in the fourth quarter.
Oh, they'll rest them in the first.
Stop it. You got to play the game. I've seen too many of these type of games not be.
I'll play the walk-off UConn music while y'all talking.
All right, we'll do that as we tell goodbye to Andrew. And Andrew just got confirmation. Our very own Jay Hardgrave is going to be helping out in the booth on game day. Going to be your spotter, my
friend. I love
it. So he'll be there.
I love it. I'm learning stuff on the air. Fantastic.
Sounds good. That's what we do here. We audible. We audible and pass it along. Thank you so much, buddy. Well, I'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, listen to this. He's using Sinatra. Come on. It's a great song. You know what?
Good team.
My day's just been made.
I even was on the ride over here. I was even thinking what face I was going to do when you did that. And you just did it so fast.
She got the sneaky selfie. Sissy standing by to join us after this break. Yeah, we're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. It's one of my favorite segments. Sissy gets to make fun of Jordan. I really honestly look forward to every single week that happens. Don't you?
You look forward?
I do.
To her making fun of me?
Yes. I really honestly do.
Why am I working here?
I don't know. Sports Hangover continues. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Come by, say hi to Sissy, and you can watch one day right here in person what it's like for Jordan to be incredibly uncomfortable sitting next to her. It's the Sports Hangover, and you're home for Pels basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Metairie's favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song. You can fall back with the pack.
I'm a leader pack. I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time. I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are engaging all the best people. Blast off to the front
of the field. This is Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at Kronos.com/HR Swagger.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
We'll wait, Sissy, to make fun of Jordan, the intern here. You know, the graph just commented. Let's try that again. We retweeted 2 minutes worth of audio highlights from last night's game. Again, we're your home for Pelicans basketball, The Graph, voice of the Pels here on radio. Joe Meyer still does your TV. He said he needed to calm down.
Nikhil, left-hand dribble. Left-hands it over to Kenny Hustle. Williams back to Nikhil near the timeline, 10 to shoot. 95 seconds left in the game. Straightaway 325-footer.
He got it!
I guess he was too close with the free throws. 94 seconds left, 125-125.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker so clutch towards the end of that game, and the graph says he needs to calm down a bit. Obviously, a few of the highlights that we've been playing. He likes Nau.
Fell a little short, on the rebound to Makoka. Left hand dribble into the lane, hounded, block, 50-50 ball, tip, volleyball, and taken by Kenny Hustle. Into the front court, Josh Hart. Spins, leaves it for Nikhil for three.
Right wing and switch.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker.
4:10 to go. We've cut it to two.
That's the comeback, of course. They trailed by 23 points in the fourth quarter. You want a Zion call?
Weak side rebound to Drew Holiday. Up the floor to Zion. Alley-oop from Lonzo Ball. Great two-man game there. And how about the bounce pass from Williamson to Lonzo to set up the dunk? You know, now another steal in the front court.
Not fair. He gets to call these.
Nikhil down the lane, shovels it to Zion. Spinning! 360! Two-hand rail! Ooh and ah!
Do you think you could do as good as Todd?
No. No. See, I'm not delusional like you.
You're
delusional, okay? You said you've been able to you could compete against Steph Curry, a tight end on the LSU football team, despite you've never played tackle football in your life.
Why bet on yourself when you can predict the outcome?
Knowing your limitations, there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, working within your capacity and then just perfecting at that point in time frame.
You're close-minded.
I mean, no, I would say close-minded. Why try to do something
potential that
you can't do poorly when you can know what you do well and just excel at it? You get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, it's like with Jordan when he tried to challenge me in darts.
And I won.
Failed.
I won.
You failed.
I'm pretty sure it was a tie.
No.
It was not. We could do a redo.
Yeah.
Well, I asked you last week, and I think you were too afraid to challenge me.
No, I was ready.
I said, let's do
fear.
It.
Fear. There he goes, didn't fear.
Then you started talking about kicking me while I was
going to say.
Down.
No, yeah. I don't remember.
Was this before or after you said you would kick her?
Yeah.
I never said out. Now you're just cutting out words.
No, I don't
let
remember.
Let someone else remember.
Yeah. Oh, and also, what was the other one? You said you were tired or cold, and you hadn't worked out.
Yeah.
You hadn't worked out enough.
Right.
Yeah. Clearly, she looks like she doesn't work out
at all.
Doesn't know where the gym is.
It really looks like Jordan has been, you know?
Exactly. Thank you, Sissy. I have been hitting.
Unbelievable. You know, the fact that your face brightened up at a full compliment was really incredible to me.
I mean, you've been working on it, and she hasn't said anything
to
you.
No, I didn't. The last couple of days, my friend, I have lost.
You're just on vacation.
I have lost the battle to microverse.
It doesn't matter. The grind never stops.
Sissy.
Doesn't count when you're on vacation.
If you're going to go vacation or, you know, if you're going to do it, you do it, right?
Right.
8 pounds.
Dang.
Yeah.
I lost 8 pounds. You gained.
You gained
my 8 pounds.
Well, I mean, again, that's what the scale said the day I left. Eight.
I'm disappointed in you.
No, I'm not. I whatever.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Well, he's really not.
Back at it.
He's really
no,
not.
No, I can get back at it. I'm disappointed.
Not at your age.
Oh, now we went to the age thing. That's fine. That's fine. Sissy, what we got today? Of course, the daily lunch special. Of course, the all-day Thursday special.
Yes. So the all-day one is a steak. It's only $12. And you get a loaded baked potato and a side salad, or you can come for lunch and get the catfish.
Why are you
platter.
Making faces?
You know
there.
He's laughing because
why?
Last week we told him to grow out his beard for No Shave November.
Please give me an accurate description of that.
It's not much to describe.
No, it is much. It just doesn't look good.
I'm glad you said it.
I told you firsthand that you made me do this. This is your fault. What's on my face?
I didn't put a gun to your head.
I mean, clearly, essentially, you did.
I think you felt bad about what you told me last week. That's why you did it.
Well, at least you made the effort, though.
I did.
You did.
I mean, if I'm going to apologize to somebody,
there's potential for more growth there. I mean,
no, there's not.
The longer you go,
I've kept it for longer. I've kept it for like 3 weeks, and it's
that will be 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, it won't be any longer. That's why I wanted to shave it last night.
It makes you feel any better. It took like to my 30s to do this, which I don't really know what this is essentially, but
yeah, I think you should shave. Like I said, you kind of look like your dog.
No, either way.
You can go either way, you think?
Yeah, I feel like he owed it to me, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
That was
did
the
at the kindness of my heart.
That's the least, you know.
Sissy, every day there's a lunch special on top of the daily special. What we got on Thursdays?
The catfish. You get fried catfish with a side of french fries.
It's a piece of catfish?
No. Several.
It's a handful?
Yes.
It does look good.
For only $7. Okay. Can't beat it.
You honestly can't beat that as well. Yeah. How have you been?
I've been great.
You've been good?
Better now that, you know, see Jordan, you know.
I make people's days better.
Oh, my. You know, you don't.
You attempting to grow the beard is making me feel better.
See, here's the thing. We've gone over this, though. Your comment that will be taken as a compliment for him. I have to deal with it for the entire week. You know what I'm going to get tomorrow? Sissy says she liked my beard. That's what I'm getting. Over and over.
Well, Sissy said she liked my chest hair also a few years ago.
That's going way too far.
You did say that. I mean,
I don't ever recall that happening.
I remember that. I remember.
Was that in your dream last night?
I actually think I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth just now, to be honest with you. Can I have some more water, Sissy, please? Because
you see what he just did there?
Little acid reflex just happened. Hour 3 next, starting ESPN New Orleans.